Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. iowacomputerrepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon. With us in studio is Lauren Birch. She is the Worldwide Communications Manager for Kemen Industries Worldwide. We're going to talk about lots of things with Lauren, starting out with saying, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So this is really an exciting thing for you. You've been with Kemen for several months now. What's the biggest surprise when you got over there?
The biggest surprise is how global and innovative the company is. I'm a Des Moines native. I've lived in the city for a long time, grew up here, and it started in 1961. And Kemen was founded right here in our backyard. And it's this huge global company that touches half of the world's population every day.
And, you know, many, many, many people that I talk to about Kemen Industries, they go, what do they do out there? You know, and I know when we had Libby Nelson, and I believe she's the corporate attorney for Kemen, correct?
She's our vice president, general counsel.
Right.
Yes.
And when we had Libby, and it's been a couple of years ago, I mean, the length and breadth of what it is that Kemen does is just remarkable. We're going to touch on some of that. But even since then, 4 years ago, you guys have grown exponentially. It's pretty amazing. So what is it that Kemen does?
Yes. So the most simple way to say that is that Kemen is a global company that uses applied science to solve solutions and improve the quality of life. And we really do that through ingredients and products. So we serve animals, we do pet food, and we do human nutrition and health.
Now, is this from the aspect of, are you making products that go into those end user products, or are you doing research to make those products better, or both?
Right. So the primary is the research and development.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah. And that happens here in Des Moines. We have about 140 PhDs on staff from all over the world. People come to Des Moines. They want to work for Kemen. They love the city. And then we also have 9 manufacturing facilities and offices around the world.
Fabulous stuff.
Yes.
And you've recently expanded your headquarters. Beautiful, by the way.
Yes, we have. And so we have about 600 employees here in Des Moines at our global headquarters. And we expanded a pretty large facility for our headquarters out on the exchange on Martin Luther King.
It's what's cool about that. You decided to stay in Des Moines. You could have gone anywhere in the world that you wished. But secondarily, you kind of got to look for it. You got to know where it's at, right?
Yes, absolutely. But that area, Southeast Corridor, has really grown a lot. Wow. And I think it's the next phase of downtown and the city that will really thrive.
I know we had Chris Sedaris in from Hubble not too very long ago talking about a big 75-acre expansion just south of Martin Luther King Boulevard that Hubble's taking on here and attempting to get off the ground. It's a long-time project, but another example of how the south side of Des Moines is perhaps, well, it is the next growth area.
Absolutely.
With your job as Chief Communications Officer Worldwide, by the way, what do you do?
Many people ask me that. You're not the first.
Yeah. What do you do, Lauren?
Well, Kemen has a philosophy of thinking globally and acting locally.
Hmm.
So we have to have, obviously, a company message and who we are, what do we do, but we also have to make sure that we're reaching customers and potential customers and our employees at these locations. So South Africa, India, Asia, Europe. So what we do here on a global scale also has to work not only in Des Moines, Iowa,
sure,
but these other locations.
And doing that, what types of utilization of transference of information do you use at Kemen to do that?
Many different ways. Yeah. Just like any company today, you have to have the digital, social media, marketing, really focusing on our products and really talking about exactly what we put into it from a research and development standpoint and how our products use science to be backed for efficacy.
When you're doing your job, one of the things for a multinational company the way that you are is staying on message. And that is always – and making sure that everybody that touches that brand is also on message. Is that a big part of your job?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And continuing to grow with that. who are we? What is our brand today? The company was started in 1961 in the Nelsons' home. And
it's that crazy?
In their living room, to be exact. Yeah. And it's still a family-owned and operated company. And they are there every day, and they're so dedicated to what we do. And we continue to grow and hire employees. And it's a fascinating, innovative company that's in a huge growth area.
Lauren Bird is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Kemen Industries, one of those huge companies that are here in the Des Moines metro, and one of those companies that people go, what is it that they do? When we talk about brand names of stuff that you might make, are you free to say, hey, yeah, we do things for...
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But we are a B2B company,
right.
So you won't go to the grocery store or buy a Kemen label per se. Kemen is in the ingredients or in the product.
Right.
So whether it's face lotion or pet food or your tortilla or things like that, or your supplement that you take when you get up in the morning.
What are some of the hot things that people are thinking about or doing now where Kemen is involved? You know, if we have a crystal ball and we take a look down the line, what types of products are other businesses taking a look at that they might utilize your services?
I think the first and foremost is that people want to know what they're eating.
Amen. Isn't
what are they
the
putting
truth?
On their skin? What are they feeding their pet? So we want to make sure that we're providing ingredients that have those promises that it's healthy and it's safe and it's accessible, right? So we want to make sure, especially for food and food technology, that, you know, we have a growing global population. Protein is very high in demand. Uh-huh. So how do we meet those growing needs, especially in places like Asia?
And we don't have any more land.
We do not have any more land.
So it's important that whatever we do is that we maximize the utilization of the land that we currently have.
Correct.
And at the same time, allowing food to taste like food.
Yes, and have it be safe and healthy. Kemen is a huge partner in the World Food Program, which is a huge global organization that feeds people in crisis. And so Kemen has partnered to lend some of our scientists to make food that can feed people for a period of time in crisis situations, whether it's a tsunami, the refugee situation abroad, things like that. So we're using our expertise to partner with some of these organizations to really help the world.
Lauren Bird, ladies and gentlemen, the Worldwide Communications Officer from Kemen Industries here in Des Moines and worldwide. But you also like to have some fun, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So here we are. We're into this all serious stuff about how we're making food and ingredients for food and why that's so important. And, you know, it's really interesting to watch how consumers read the labels now on food products. I mean, anytime you go to the grocery store, it's back of the can and checking out what's really in this. And people are very wise to that.
Absolutely. Consumers are savvy, and they will continue to be more so, especially with a focus on healthy diets. And people want to make sure their pets are healthy and any animal feed, you know, what am I eating? And so it's important.
Well, you hit on a huge area, the animal feed. You know, this has become a multi-billion dollar industry, and we have personalized our pets, so to speak, and humanized, if you will. And so we're really cautious about what goes in. And the specialty foods that you see in pet foods, it's amazing. Well, let's talk about some fun. Coming up here in the greater Des Moines metro is Wine Fest.
Yes, Wine Fest.
Yeah, I got a big smile out of Lauren for that. You know, we were kind of serious talking about all these ingredients and stuff, and then all of a sudden we said Wine Fest, and Lauren goes, yeah, let's talk about Wine Fest. Good idea. So why would Kemen be ingrained in Wine Fest? What does that do for you guys?
Well, what it does is really more for the community and our employees. We believe, like I said, you know, thinking globally, acting locally, and we want to make sure where our headquarters are in Des Moines, Iowa, that it's a thriving, vibrant community. And our employees are attracted to those type of events. When we bring people in for recruitment, we want to say, look at this great event series, look at our city. And Des Moines has changed so much.
It's remarkable.
It's remarkable. So we want to make sure we're supporting things like that. And also it aligns with our business, with all that we do with food and food technology. Unfortunately, we're not in the wine business.
But maybe somewhere along the way.
Maybe, perhaps.
You could build something that would have something to do with the wine industry.
Yes.
But it is a cultural experience, and it does drive traffic. And I would suspect it also gives Kemen an opportunity to be public.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So you can at least tell the story, or somebody says, look at that sign up there. Sponsor is Kemen. I wonder what they do.
Absolutely.
And they go figure it out.
Yes.
When we talk about things like that and working to improve the quality of life for all the citizens that call the Greater Des Moines Metro home, our friends over at the Greater Des Moines Partnership have been instrumental in doing so much of that work. How are you tied with the partnership?
Well, actually, many years ago, I worked at the Greater Des Moines Partnership
doing
PR and marketing.
Yeah?
Yes. So it's a wonderful organization.
Many years ago. Come on. What? Really? Many years ago.
Oh, yes.
My. Okay. So, yeah, it is a great organization. It's got its fingers in all kinds of things. And the recent Human Capital Survey, we had Mary Bontrager on talking about that and the importance of learning what goes on here in the Greater Des Moines Metro and how that information can be used to do even better things.
Absolutely. And Kemen, for example, is involved with the partnership because we see the value in what they do for workforce development, recruitment, young professionals, all of the economic development in the whole region. So they play a really vital role.
And when is Wine Fest going on? I just got to ask you that because I don't have it on my calendar just yet.
It started last Saturday.
Oh, see, I missed it.
No, you didn't miss it. Oh, it goes all week, and there are events all year. But really, last
So what are you
Saturday,
doing here? You should be at Wine Fest someplace.
I'll be
right?
there later tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And so it's really a week long event series, mm-hmm. and they've really expanded it to be more annual. So there's series happening in the fall and the spring, but it's grown. It's the 15th year.
Wow! Really?
Yes. And record numbers of tickets sold this year. We've had many events sell out. So it's really making great progress.
And that in itself is another interesting consumer trend, how wine has just blossomed, if you will, and an understanding of what wine is and how you drink wine and what goes with what has really become almost so mainstream. Anymore.
I yes,
mean, people are interested in this.
Absolutely.
And we are lucky enough in this community to have a number of individuals who are very well schooled in this at a number of these locally run, locally owned restaurants that take great care in supplying a wine list that you oftentimes can't find anywhere else.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. All right. Her name is Lauren Burt, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking a little bit about Kemen, and we ended up we've got to get you out of here because Wine Fest is happening, right?
That is, yes.
We talked a little bit about Kemen Industries, what it is they do, how they create stuff that goes in perhaps the food that you and or your pets and or livestock?
Yes.
Yeah, there as well. Yeah. Oh, one final question. I feel like who's the guy that the detective that always had the one final question when he was going out the door? Peter Falk played the character. But anyway, most challenging thing seems to be among many corporations here in the Des Moines Metro is finding employees. Mm-hmm. How about you guys?
Well, and obviously we look locally and globally, right. And we have a very focused target area for some of our scientists or PhDs, but I think more and more people are interested in being in Des Moines, whether it's from a global standpoint or another city in the country moving here. So we have great interest, and I think more and more people are finding out the secrets of how great of a city Des Moines is. And
so the recruitment side isn't that difficult. It's just finding people.
Right. Maybe finding the right people for the right position, but Kemen really hasn't experienced that yet. So
yeah, good for you.
So we're in a growth mode. So it's exciting.
Always. It's exciting when you're in a growth mode. All right. We've got to step aside. Speaking of growth, find out what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you that during the there was that little conversation that was going on in the Senate today. During the Comey hearings, the markets were down. People were nervous. Unsettling, I guess is the word. And then after that happened, not so much. We had a little bit of a bump up. We'll tell you all about that and more when the Business News Hour continues. I got a lot on my plate, at least that's what I tell myself. Rather than face the truth that I'm just